If you've never had the pleasure of drinking bubble tea, you're in for a treat. In fact, the perfect introduction for you to experience the vast selection of flavors, toppings, textures and tastes, can happen at the family-friendly Canada Bubble Tea Festival in Burnaby, the largest in Canada. The Canadian Community Action and Restorative Empowerment Society, CCARES, will host the second annual festival from July 7 to 9 at Burnaby's Swangard Stadium, where attendance is expected to reach up to 40,000 people over 3 days. Everyone is welcome to share in this Taiwanese-inspired beverage and exciting tea culture, well known and loved by many Asians and Asian Canadians. From milk tea classics, fresh tea, slushy, and fruity styles, to cold brew and smoothie versions, plus all the modern flavor combinations, when you purchase a bubble tea, aka pearl milk tea, boba tea, with its chewy tapioca pearls, you're not only treating yourself to something truly tasty, you're also helping support local organizations. It's not only a unique event for festival goers, but we also want to use it to fundraise, says Eric Yong, festival chairman. Our society has two programs, one for post-secondary student scholarships, the other for funding startups, available to all Canadian small businesses. Profits from the Bubble Tea Festival's limited edition bubble tea flavors, Maple in Deer Lake Fog, Rose of Burnaby Mountain, and Hollywood North Cranberry Apple Cider, will be donated to Burnaby Hospital Foundation, supporting the hospital redevelopment, the Taiwanese Canadian Scholarship, and Social Diversity for Children Foundation. Taste of Taiwan. The event will feature 7 beloved tea brands. Photo via Canada Bubble Tea Festival. This year, we've added the theme, Taste of Taiwan series, which takes you to our first stop, the sleepless city of Taipei, says Yang. We'll explore Taipei's top 4 famous streets, Ximending, Yang Kong Street, Jofun Old Street, and Rauhe Street, while enjoying tasty bubble tea and Asian street foods. Yang cites some notable standouts, including Bruno, booth number 77. Try their Bruno Smashburger, honey butter furikake tater tots, and green tea prawn and soba salad, he suggests. There's also as usual cafe, booth number 5, with flavors of bubble tea and bubble waffle, and Taiwan Way, booth number 79, serving meatballs, tempura, and dumplings. 8 beloved tea brands with their eclectic offerings will quench your thirst. Truden, blend bubble tea, chat time, tea pressu, as usual cafe, juicy green, sasaya bristro and gram cafe and pancakes. This year, approximately 100 booths, compared to the 65 participants in 2022, provide a wide range of offerings, including games with prizes and various merchants. Expect stellar play bubble soccer, free ice cream giveaway, bumper carts, entertainment zones, stage performances, and concerts, with headliners Coco Project, known for their high-energy performance and unique sound, taking the stage on July 8 and 9 from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. outdoor movie nights. Enjoy some bubble tea and street foods while watching Spider-Man, No Way Home and Minions. The Rise of Gru, reveals Yang. The festival is a good way to relax and unwind while spending time with family and friends. Plus, it provides an excellent outlet for people to experience something other than traditional culture and learn new things while having fun. We bring communities together to share the tea culture and create memories that last a lifetime. Tickets are available online, with one-day passes costing $9.99 plus GST and a three-day pass costing $14.99 plus GST. Children 12 years and under are free. Youths 25 years and under with disabilities are also free. The event will run July 7, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. July 8, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. July 9, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, visit vanbubbletfest.ca.